Hey everyone, I'm back today with another episode of Living With Mental Health Podcast. Today I'm only going to be talking with myself to you about my anxiety. This last couple of weeks it's been really high and I don't know why, and I'm really struggling with it, but I'm just going to talk randomly about my different areas of battles with my anxiety this last couple of weeks and see where we go. I have done little clips of an update for you, but I've never done a long podcast by myself. So just bear with me. Please be nice. I'd appreciate if you've got any questions, just drop them in the comments below. Drop them in wherever you see this poster, just drop your comments and I'll get back to you as soon as I see them. Also, don't forget the link will be in the description. You can buy me a coffee. I don't drink coffee or tea because I can't stand it. I get my caffeine fix with a nice glass of Pepsi Max. And all it is helping me get all the people that buy me a coffee, it's going towards my cost of running things like cameras, IT help support, like stuff like that, and getting logos done. It's just stuff like that. And the odd occasional bottle of Pepsi Max, because I love the stuff. So I'm going to get started now. About 2 to 3 weeks ago, my anxiety, it started a flare up, and I don't know why. It's been hitting me really hard, actually. I don't want to go out. I've lost interest in food. But actually I've been eating too much. And some of you know that I've started Slimming World over 3 weeks ago. I've got my third weigh-in tomorrow. I'm not looking forward to that. For the simple fact is, I don't think I've lost anything this week, and I'm so close to getting that stone, my first stone award. I don't think I've done enough to get it. It'll be a shame if I don't get it, but there's always next week to improve. I also think that's where a lot of my anxieties come from, the weight, because when I was skinny, I didn't have no confidence. I still haven't got confidence now, but being a bigger person, I feel, I don't know what the word is. I feel more upright and more confident in myself, I hold myself better. But being skinny, I'm not going to lose too much because I'm worried that I'll start that downward spiral of me not having that confidence in myself, me not having very good self-esteem about myself. Also, I've been getting, to do with my anxiety a lot recently, I've been getting a lot of imageries in my head of like bad times from the past. I don't know if that's called flashbacks, might be. And they're just happening, not every day, they're just coming out in and out of the blue. I've got a fidget spinner. I was meant to get it before I started recording this episode, but I totally forgot. And to show you, and do you know what, that actually does help me. So I was one of these people that wouldn't have thought just sitting there spinning this little gadget would help you de-stress, de-calm, just take your mind out of it, but it does. And I found it really helpful, but I'm looking for new ways, new tools, and I want to hear what coping strategies you do. Someone suggested to me colouring, but I stress that I'll go out of the line because I'm not the neatest person. And then also, I got suggested about keeping my diary busy. Well, I do like that, and then I start stressing that I've took too much on. So it's like, that's good to have things in your diary for me. And like this week, I've got a meeting, I think, every day, bar Thursday. But then I go the opposite way and think, oh, have I took too much on? I've got to think of me. I've got to think of, because these are online meetings I do, and that some of the topics we talk about are quite high up and intensive talks we have to, I sit in. So I don't know. I don't know whether about bringing a fidget spinner into that and helping me calm and distract myself through the meeting. But that it's, I'm looking for new ideas. What ideas have you got? I'd love to see them in the comments below. One thing about my anxiety, and I think this has got a lot to do with a waves course I did with Norfolk and Waveney Mind this year just gone, is I'm not worrying about what people think of me, what I look like. So I've been going out in shorts. I've been going out without my big parka on, and that's a big thing for me, because my parka's my security blanket. Yes, I'm 35 years old and I've got a security. And that's, I shut off. I do it with my hood. I can do that, especially when I'm walking down the road and I can just hide myself. But it's a struggle. I don't want to be like that. I want to be able to show, be positive when I'm outside. And this is the things I'm struggling with. One of my anxieties is I used to follow Lowestoft Town Football Club when I was younger. Home and away. Then it gradually went just to the home games. Part of it is money as well. I can't afford to do it week in, week out. But the crowds there, there's too many people. If it was just me watching the game of football by myself, it wouldn't be a problem. But I'm struggling going. I went to the last game of the season because my friend offered to go with me. And I absolutely loved it. Mega being back there. But I still had my anxiety. It was a victory because I went, I conquered, and I did it. But I want to go again this season because we're in a new league. But I just don't want to go to once every month. I want to go a couple of times a month. But in my head, I get, my voices are telling me people are watching you. You're no good. And it's not nice. I can't enjoy it. So what suggestions do you have for looking and helping me beat my anxiety in crowds? Some people say tapping, but I do a little bit of tapping when I'm in the supermarket. I know nothing about tapping. I don't know what the official name's called. But you'll see me walking around just tapping my side, tapping my fingers and my thumbs together. And that's just letting me know I am all right and I can do it. That's just anxiety is really funny with me. It's like, probably now for near on a month, I haven't filled my Dosset box up properly, as in not filling it up at all. And I always do that when my anxiety is low or high. And I made a point of filling it up Saturday. And I feel better about it. Something silly like that just makes me feel better. I ain't got to worry about dropping tab, or dropping, I drop them all the time, but I haven't got to worry about taking them tablets. They're there. I ain't got to get the packaging, undo the packaging. They're in there in my Dosset box ready. That Dosset box has saved my life, because before I had the Dosset box, I'd forget that I took a tablet, then I'd retake it thinking I hadn't took it, and I was taking overdoses. Not because I wanted to, but because that was just me. I'm going to bring it to the end now. If you're struggling, please reach out. Reach out and ask for help. There's so many ways you can ask for help. Text, there's text numbers, there's just so many ways. And I'm going to set a challenge to five for you all. Go and check in on five people that you haven't heard from for a while and just ask if they're all right. But don't forget to ask them twice. All the links will be down below. Don't forget, you can hear the audio version of this podcast in the link on the pod.livingmentalhealth.com. I'm going to post this to YouTube as well. Nice one. Thank you everyone ever so much for listening to me all. Have a good week. Thank you ever so much.